The concerns began last December when a court ruled that one of the largest virtual schools was illegally taking in open enrollment money from students beyond its district and using parents as state-licensed teachers. Since then, an appeal has been filed and bipartisan legislation has been introduced that many backers say resolves complaints made in the original lawsuit. Bob Pennywell is a teacher for the Wisconsin Connections Academy, based in Appleton. He says many current and prospective students have asked just how soon the status of virtual schools will be resolved in either the courts or legislature.
From our end, what we have heard has been positive, and we are just hoping that things go through the process like it would. We are still planning to go full bore into next year. That's one of the things we are letting parents know at our meetings.
Any uncertainty could figure in the final fall enrollment figures for Wisconsin's 12 online schools. But Mindy Sable of Middleton says she's signing up her 12-year-old daughter, Shaylin, for another year at Wisconsin Connections Academy.
This has just been a great option for us. We're hopeful that the option will be available to us. It would really be sad if the option isn't. I was not aware that there were 3,000 students virtual schooling this year in Wisconsin, and that's quite a few.
Sable says the flexibility of the virtual schools lets her daughter train for being a champion barrel racer, yet still get her academic work done. No timeline has been given for either the appeal against the December ruling or the legislation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.